Kennedy Boy for Victoria Bitter for a hard-earned thirst. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Hello, Australia, and happy Valentine's Day to you all.
Oh, I feel the love in the air this afternoon.
I would give a flower to every single person in this country if it was possible, somehow.
That's very generous of you on this day, Mick.
In the meantime, I've got to say I have organised something for you, Jane Kennedy.
And I've organised something for you, Mick Molloy. Sorry, Dave, I haven't got anything
for
you. What
have I got?
We'll get you a chocolate.
It's a surprise. Surprise and anticlimax.
A surprise to us too.
Surprise that will just keep coming. We will take your calls,
though. We want to find out what you got for Valentine's.
Sure.
You got good stuff? Let us know.
Let's do that. We're going to have a good look at the Winter Olympics today.
Yes, we'll have an update on how our snowboarders are going.
Bronze medal, good or bad?
Well,
choke.
Take that back.
Un-Australian, Mickey.
Hey, we've got the Prime Minister coming in. He's under the pump at the moment.
Well, he'll have a bit to say. Barnaby Joyce-wise, I would have thought.
Oh, what's happening there? We've got Lawrence Mooney as well coming
he'll
in to say hello,
in.
Which is great.
We're going to talk more about our long, bloody lunches. Five lunches, 5 days, five states. I cannot wait.
I've been getting in great practice at that, Mick, over the weekend.
Wow.
Put it to the test.
I can't wait.
I'm in prime condition, everyone.
Can you say cheesy chomster on live TV?
I think someone did for
someone
us.
Someone did.
We've got evidence.
We'll take your tweets. We'll take your calls.
Okay,
there
great.
There is Chock-a-Block. What about stuff that you've done at work that's blown up in your face?
There's a little Commonwealth Games debacle that's gone on with the ticketing, and we'll find out what you might have done too.
All coming up on the big Valentine's Day edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane.
Hello,
Happy Valentine's
Michael. Happy
Day
Valentine's Day
to you
Day,
too, and to you. Dangerous Dave.
G'day, guys.
What
Happy
did
Valentine's
you do,
Day.
Dangerous?
As I've said yesterday, and I've done for the last probably 15 years,
yes,
nothing.
What is?
Nothing on Valentine's Day. It's just another day.
Do you know what? I'm a bit sick of men saying, oh, I won't buy into this whole getting women flowers business. What are you trying to prove?
You're right, Jane.
We never said we don't like it.
Stand up and be counted. Do something nice for your women.
Come on.
That's all you need to do. You know what? I hope the other Dangerous Dave, I'll call him up. get him to do something.
My wife's got me all the time. That's all she needs. There's your Valentine's.
Wow, talking yourself up, mate. Mate.
Now, Jane.
Yes.
Tell me, what was the highlight for you? Give me the best present.
Okay. Well, look, you know, I'm expecting when I get home after the show.
That's COVID.
I can imagine.
So far. Yeah.
No, you don't want it in the morning because you're not, you know, I'm not looking my most glamorous in the morning. I want to be a glamorous housewife when I get home. See what's there and what might be awaiting.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I know what's going on, and it's massive.
Oh,
when you get home,
you do not.
This will blow you away.
He'll drive off the road if he's listening. Stop it.
I know what he's up to.
Oh,
he ran up by me, and I said, my God.
Listen.
I burst into tears. This is possibly the romantic thing
enough.
I have ever heard.
Stop it.
And wait till you see it.
Right.
You are going to go,
wow. Okay, well.
I can't believe he's been able to organise it on such short notice.
I'm speaking of Valentine's presents.
Yes.
I've got something for you.
Have you?
Yes. Whoa. I have. I'm not going to give it to you just yet.
All right.
I think we'll just wait a little bit. You know,
can you put me in contact with Kim Jong-un's sister? That's what I would love.
If I can get her number, get through the forces that hold that number.
What have you got me?
It's a surprise. It's something that you have been coveting and that you want.
It's not a child claiming to be mine, is it?
No, and it's no one in skimpy outfit, but don't be too disappointed. I know.
All right.
But you know what I want to ask? Last night, you know, was Galentine's Day. Have you heard of this?
This doesn't sound good.
No, it sort of emerged from the television series Parks and Recreation. They had an episode called Galentine's Day, and it was when they depicted when women get together who they may not have a partner at the time, and they celebrate their friendships, their platonic friendships.
Can they
kiss? No, it's not a crack-on porn thing.
that's what's happening in my head. That's my version of Galentine's Day.
Far out. You might have a brunch or a bit of champagne, and you just celebrate your good girl friendships.
And then it gets a bit saucy afterwards.
No, and there's no pillow fights involved either.
Damn.
Slow-motion pillow fights. Anyway. Because I was thinking about this, and what's considered a good present for
I don't think you were thinking very hard.
What about a gym membership?
No.
A gift voucher for breast enlargement.
No, not good.
Not good?
No.
Why?
Nancy Gans.
Nancy Gans.
But you don't get in on it too.
A red pair of Nancy Gans.
Yeah.
Romantic.
Just red's a bit sexy and romantic.
Red's sexy. Plonk a couple of roses on it and lay a trail of petals.
Bob's your uncle.
Leaving up to the Nancy Gans, which is sitting on the foot of the bed. Or in the bathtub. Are they waterproof?
I don't know. I haven't tested them. They get a bit.
Well, there you go. Do you know what?
What?
Because I thought about you today. Did you spend any spare time penning a letter to Prince Edward?
No, I didn't. This is in reference to the letter I wrote to Prince Edward when I was about 16. And I wanted him to be my...
You would love him to be your Valentine.
I wasn't in love with him.
Do you know what?
What?
Some people have had better luck on the royal front than you. Jackie Cooper, during the opening ceremony, was commentating for Channel 7, and this clip is courtesy of Channel 7. Yeah. You hear Basil Zemplest and Jackie Cooper tell an interesting story about a royal.
Wow.
Monaco.
Monaco. Famous part of the world, tiny coastal enclave in southeastern France, just over 30,000 people, and their reigning monarch, Prince Albert, competed at 5 Winter Olympic Games in bobsleigh.
I was lucky enough to meet him in the food hall at the Nagano Olympic Games. He chatted me up a little bit. I got a postcard with his phone number on it, a picture of his castle. I gave it a call, and no answer.
Morocco. I'm not sure what to say, Jackie.
You've backed the wrong
royal horse.
He should have got Prince Monaco. I could have got him. Monaco. Yeah. He's hot to trot.
He was a late bloomer too. He had to get his South African
swimmer. Postcard.
She got her late in the piece. I could have been well in there running it.
A postcard of his castle with a phone number on it. That beats your piss off letter from Buckingham Palace.
Damn you, Jackie Cooper.
Hey, one more Christopher.
What?
What do you reckon Barnaby Joyce is doing? For Valentine's.
Oof.
Good luck with that. All right, I've got you something, and I think you're going to like it.
Really?
I am backing it
in. I can't wait. Better be jewellery.
In the meantime, can we take some calls from people? See, what did you do? You've heard our ideas. What did you do? What would you like to do? How'd you go?
What'd you get for Valentine's? Are you happy or are you annoyed?
1-3-3-5-3.
Wait till you get home. This is...
Stop it.
He rang me last night. He said, is this too much?
And I said, you're going to get a text in a minute.
I said, you've raised the bar.
In fact,
maybe it's not...
I'll be surprised. I'm surprised if he hasn't texted you and said, shut up.
It's the greatest thing I've ever heard of. Do you know the greatest thing I ever did hear of? And
what?
This was a Russian oligarch and he did this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was for Valentine's Day, but it was for a date and he was trying to impress his partner.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this flower that he went to, an arborist or something.
Yeah.
And he wanted to have one tulip, it's just called a tulip, one of these things on the table in the middle of while they're having dinner.
Yeah.
And he wanted it to bloom. While they were sitting looking at each other. So he got an arborist, and the arborist said, I can get you within about a two and a half hour window, but it's up to you. And he had this entire meal on a table, probably on the deck of a ship, don't know. And he set the whole thing up, and then bang, right in the middle of it.
The flower bloomed.
So maybe that's what... Just work at you at home.
No,
maybe Dom Burke's at home.
What? I don't think I want that.
Right now, trying to knock the top off a rose.
Wow. No.
No.
I'd be happy with a bit of Uber Eats.
Uber Eats. Mm. What about a dozen red bottles of Pinot.
M&M's.
All right.
Okay. Cool. What have people been getting
for
Valentine's Day, Dean?
Cheer us up.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
What happened for Valentine's Day? What'd you get your wife?
Oh, I love your show. So I love my wife. Do. Absolutely. Yeah, I do. Awesome. And I've got a little daughter and a 5-year-old daughter named Prisley, after Elvis Prisley.
Oh,
we got up this morning, and buddy said no cigarettes. So I went out, brought her a nice little pack of cigarettes. I drew a nice little love heart on it and dropped $50 cash there for her.
Ooh.
I love her so much. And then she can go out and do whatever. And...
Is that for the daughter or the mum? I'm not sure.
Well, no happy ending for me tonight anyway.
Well done, Dean.
Keep it clean, Dean.
Very thoughtful.
A pack of the ziggies on
well, that's
got to
be worth about
day.
$2,000 these days. So you'd have to save up for that.
That's exactly
Great job,
right.
Dean.
Wow, you'll have to fork out for an electronic voice box one day. Let's tell you, that'll get X-y.
Exactly. So all the women, I've been going through the sales department and looking through, and all the bunches of flowers are on the desk.
It.
Yes, but there's some desks with them, and they're like big and massive, and they're all sitting there going, look at me, I'm so happy. I've got my flowers from my
sitting
beloved.
Next to someone bawling
like,
with nothing.
Oh, it's a few
That's
sort
who
of,
I'm going to pounce on.
A few heads down. Be good timing,
I'm
actually.
I'm going to read the tea leaves, tea leaves on the way out and pounce on someone sad. And lonely.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
And go, Mickey time. What is wrong with
you
me?
You share your time. Hey, Matt.
I've got you a beautiful present.
Yep.
You better. Yep. Matt, what's your story with Valentine's Day?
Hey, guys, happy Valentine's Day, by
Thank
the way.
You.
Thank you.
So I actually got a present from my fiancée, so she delivered a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts to work.
Oh, that's great.
I'm a bit sick at the moment, but it was a lovely thought. So.
Oh, I wish you worked here. I'd swing by and woof half of those.
Would too. Yeah.
That is a very thoughtful guy present, I reckon. A dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
You had me at Krispy Kreme, is what I would say to my partner.
Not only guy present, I reckon I could hoe into a few Krispy Kremes about now.
Pop those like Maltesers, I reckon you would.
Steady. Thank you, Matt. That's lovely. Elise.
Hello, Elise. What have you got? What'd
you
get? What happened?
Hello. Well, gastro happened.
Well, that's not very happy.
Say it with gastro.
My husband had the day off while I went to work with our two sick kids. So I dare say that he got gastro for Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
So he stayed at home and took one for the team.
He did. He did. God love him.
And you went to work.
Yes.
Was that your big present?
Yep.
No, I'd be expecting something else.
No, that's it. I bought him a coffee. I dropped a coffee home for him before I left.
Jeez, you're a keeper, Elise.
Good on you, Elise. I'm sure it's. Hey, do you want a prize, Elise?
Tell you what, we'll give you, Elise. When you get better, you can get yourself to Gold Class, a Gold Class cinema voucher.
Oh, geez. There you go.
Good on you. That's
Thank
a good
you
Valentine's.
So much.
You're welcome, Elise.
Vince, what did you do? Have you got something? Have you organised something for the lady in your life?
Yes, Mick, and a happy Valentine's Day to you too.
Thank you. Very kind.
Now, my wife mentioned that she wanted to see 50 Shades Freed.
You know? 50 Shades Freed. Jeez.
So I thought I'll just go and buy the tickets and surprise her when she comes back from work today.
Wow.
Hey, Vince, you're up with what the third installment of 50 Shades is all about?
I read the summary, the review in the papers, and they said they get married and they have a child or something to that effect. Yes.
Have you seen the other two films?
Sound very erotic.
we have. Yes.
Oh, you've seen them. You've watched them. Do you get a bit hot and heavy on the couch, Vince?
It does give inspiration. Yes.
Are you expecting a bit of action tonight? Eh?
I'm always positive.
Oh, well, you should have gone Gold Class. That would have sealed the deal.
No, I'm going Gold Class.
Oh, man. You're in like Flynn tonight.
Forget
Vince.
About it. Yeah, you're done and dusted. Give him a prize. He doesn't need one.
$100 fuel card for you, Vince. Here you go. You can have that.
Thank you very much.
And happy whipping up a storm tonight, literally.
Well, it's going to be good.
Okay.
I'll tell you what is going to be good.
What?
My present for you. It's still being organised as we speak, but I'm pretty hopeful.
I have got the biggest smile on my face right now.
It's going to be good. You're going to love this.
Well, I have to say.
I reckon I know you, and I reckon you're into this.
Okay. Yeah. Well, stand by because yours is wrapped up in a big box with a big red bow on it. I can't wait for your face.
24 VBs in it.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy's long lunch is coming. It's five lunches, five dates and 5 days, so you can register now at kennedymalloy.com.
I'm a stayer. I know what you'll do. You'll leap out to an early lead on the first couple, but I'm not sure you can stay the five.
I will drink you under the table.
You watch me pace myself.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Watch me.
It'll, I have such low expectations of you.
Mate, I will come home like a train.
Listen,
I'm going to be
party girl.
I'll go to sleep around the back.
And then just keep going, forging on.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
So am I.
Get to see all our major stations and out there. Yeah.
We're ready to chat, have a drink, drink a glass
we're
with
up
everyone.
For this. Come and
Let's
see
do it.
Kennedy Malloy's Winter Games Update.
Yeah.
It's been a big day in the snow.
Has it ever?
In Pyeongchang.
That's
exactly how you say it. Scotty James and Sean White from the USA, our own Scotty James from Australia, and Sean White from the US went head-to-head in the half-pipe final. And unfortunately, Scotty James came third. He got the bronze, but that means our second medal, so that's great.
He got the bronze, and he choked.
No, he didn't.
Listen, he let himself down. He let his country down.
No, he should
hand back all government
funding. I know his brother, so just be careful. He's going to come around and get you.
All government funding, and he should pay his own way home.
Right. He's kidding, everyone.
That's embarrassing.
I'm just going to talk you through. You know, this is
Hey, how's everyone in the office today?
It's like everyone in the office
today is an expert.
Oh, we all are.
Oh, snowboarding. Everyone's standing around.
That'll be an 89. That one's an 89.
Stroking their chin.
I was a bit
huddled around TVs like it was. Well done to him. He's got a bronze. They're rare as hen's teeth for Australia at the Olympics.
And he's a good guy. Listen, he's 17.
Is he a good guy?
He is a good guy. He's 23, sorry. he revealed that he talks to himself in third person, which is dubious,
as I said,
throughout his competition. But this is what he has playing in his ears as he's going down. Doing his...
What about Bex? I'm a loser.
You are.
That's awful.
He's
on the podium.
I won't have it. Take it back. No.
Never.
Okay. He also had gloves designed to look like boxing gloves. And he's going to come around here with real boxing gloves and smack you one.
Good luck to him.
Good luck to him. Well done, Scotty James. You did us proud. All right.
Did you? I'm not sure.
I think you did.
Here's a funny story about this boy's 17, another snowboarder. Are you listening
to me at
all?
People can't take a joke anymore. You can't say something now. This will blow
up
in my face.
Okay, be quiet now. I'm talking. Shush. a teen Olympian overslept. He started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He slept through 20 minutes past his 6 a.m. alarm, and he had to compete today.
Yeah.
He rolled out of bed. His roommate had to knock on his door.
Get up, you idiot.
And say, mate, Red Gerard is his name. He said, Red, have you had a bed yet? And he bloody wasn't. I know that feeling when I'm knocking on doors in my vicinity of household in the morning when kids do not get up.
Why? So he slept in. He missed his event.
No. He rolled out of bed. He grabbed a ham, egg and cheese with avocado. He grabbed his roommate's puffy jacket because he couldn't find his. He bolted to the hill where he had to compete and he bloody won gold.
Oh, he won gold.
He won gold.
Why was he asleep? Why did he sleep in?
Because he'd been binge watching Netflix all night.
Yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, and he's dozed off.
I should enter this sport.
I reckon
I could be a giant if that's all. She'd stay up all night watching Netflix, miss the start, and still win your event.
He also let out
43 steps in one day. I could be. I've already done the training. Yeah.
Somehow on the slope style snowboarding area, I don't think you might do that. But did you see him though? He let out the F-bomb when he won, saying, what the F? Holy shit. Yeah.
A snowboarder, right?
Excellent.
Yeah. That's what we like. Now, what about Tinder?
Yes, Tinder. They never had it in Pyeongchang. But they have got it now because so many athletes there.
Bang, it's not in the village,
bang,
is it?
Tinder is in the village.
Yeah, and I have to say this. I've had a look at some of these pictures. Can I just paint a picture for you? We know this about the Winter Olympics. They're largely Scandinavian countries.
Tick.
They're largely blondes and they're athletic.
Big ticks.
And they're snow types. They're probably coming from rich families originally.
There you go. Would you like me to look at a ticket?
A lot to like there.
I think when I
I'll take a Pyeongchang 4. I'll take a Pyeongchang 5.
Do you want to book yourself into a holiday rental? You might have to have a little trouble on booking.com.
Can I say something that I don't want this to get me into trouble. It's an observation and I don't think it's particularly sexist.
Racist?
Sexist.
Or both.
But the ice skaters have great pins.
They do.
Don't you think? For the reasons, and as an ice skater...
Sorry for laughing.
You know this. Because when you get a pair of skates...
Yes.
You're using activating muscles you've never...
Oh, my God. Do you think you know what you're talking about?
Until you've been on the ice, Jane, that's my home.
You just don't get it, man.
That's the only time I'm ever truly happy or comfortable.
Yes, Christopher Dean.
Is on the ice.
Wow. So you're saying that all the girls have nice legs because they use muscles that they wouldn't use before.
I'm trying to make
an
observation.
They're already pretty Slovenian Russian chicks.
That's not going to get me into trouble, but...
Everything you're saying at the moment is getting you into trouble.
I got a call from Slovenia yesterday.
Another one? Hey.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Hey, can I just say this?
Is my present coming?
It's coming.
Oh, my God.
Are we good? We're good to go.
Really? Oh, my God.
When we come back, this is on. I'm
we
so
are
excited.
Getting a nod.
This is going to blow you away.
We're green for go.
Jane, really? Think big. Think
I will.
Big.
I am, Nikki.
Come on.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Okay, wow. Well.
What's going on?
I'm pretty nervous, actually. I hope this comes off because there's been a fair bit of effort and coordination that's gone into making this happen because we know what it means to you. And everyone who listens to this show knows what this means to you. And just to bring you up to speed, let's have a look at how this whole thing first unfolded on our show.
I wrote to Prince Edward to ask if he would be my pen pal.
Okay, now here's the stunning bit. How old?
I was in year 11.
Yeah, we're 17.
Well, I just thought.
And that was your ideal man, was it?
We're about the same age. He was the youngest royal. He hadn't hooked up. Careful, because I'm going to see if Prince Edward can come on the show.
What if I write
to Buckingham Palace again? Yeah, then I reply.
You'll probably get a dick pic back then. That's how times have changed.
Stop ruining my chances. Yeah.
You know what you should do? Write to Prince Philip. He'll have a crack.
You haven't.
Yeah, well, Jane.
Oh, my God. My heart is racing.
It's your special day.
Hang on.
It is your very special day. And we know what it means to you and what it has done. So we here have tried our very hardest. We've made all the right calls. We've spoken to all the right people.
I'm so embarrassed if it really is. What?
We couldn't get Prince Edward.
Oh.
But we do have better King Wally Lewis on the phone right now.
It's the King.
It's the King. Are you there, King Wally?
Yes, I am, otherwise known as a savage second placing in this show.
No, look, I tell you what, I'd take you any day, King Wally.
Well, King, yeah, I think you trump Prince Edward in every department. Do you know of Jane's infatuation with Prince Edward? On that basis, would you mind if she wrote...
The bar's not very high, let me tell you. If it's Prince Edward I'm yearning after.
What's your thoughts on...
Well, with that infatuation, I've got to say that there's absolutely no need to write to Buckingham Palace wanting to see the Prince at all. And you're saying that you'd probably rather him, or definitely rather him, Jesus. $368 million a year to run the royal family. You get me for $368 bucks a week. And I expect that you'd be asking for some change. Actually, I know that you'd be asking for some change after that. And,
Wally, I would be.
Now, Wally, can I say this? And this is what I think this is the better end of the deal.
Yeah.
While you were out there becoming an immortal in rugby league.
Well,
you
royalty out there, of Australia.
Well, you were out there in 30, maybe 31 state of origins as a warrior earning your stripe.
Yeah.
Prince Edward was appearing on It's a Royal Knockout. Now, I ask you, statue out the front of Suncorp Stadium or statue out the front of Buckingham Palace? What do you want, Kennedy?
Hey. Mick did mention dick pics, and no need for that.
You can send one anyway, Wally.
No. There's no need for that, but I would like to thank you very much. I presume you're wishing me happy Valentine's Day, King Wally.
That's the whole point.
Yes, definitely. But I've got to say, in the dick pics, I'm very disappointed second place in there. I've got to admit to that. But the better end of the deal, it's the better end of the deal. But the closest I'm going to get to Buckingham Palace is the throne at my place. It's actually the throne at my place is in the bathroom.
Hey, Wally, if you were the king and you could take eight wives, would Jane be one of them?
Definitely.
Oh, yep. I'm so flattered. You've made my day. And I have to say thank you, Mick. That is a really great present.
I knew you would like it. Thank
of
you,
course.
King Wally. And
would you mind
if Jane just wrote to you occasionally?
quite old-fashioned.
As a pen pal, would that be okay?
That's gone into the list of expectations from now on. I can guarantee it. Once a week.
Good on you, Wally.
Thanks, Wally. Thanks for the call.
Of our royal court today.
Mick, you've made my day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. There's the royal farewell.
There he goes. Oh, he's waving.
Good one.
I mean, there it is. Okay. The things I do for you.
The things you do for me.
You got quite hot and flushed there for a minute, didn't you?
You did. Your face.
I think I nearly wet my pants. Honestly, I was shitting myself at that. I was embarrassed that you had brought up dick pics, and I thought Prince Edward Fairdinkum was on
the other line.
I thought, how could they do? How are they so cool about this?
No.
That's Mick.
That's the best I could do.
brings me to your Valentine's gift.
Oh, you've organised something.
I have indeed.
Oh, okay.
But if you stand by, give it to you in a minute.
Oh, wow.
Don't go anywhere.
Do you know what's going on, Dave?
I do.
Ooh,
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I'm still getting over my phone call.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a beautiful
that
present.
That was really wonderful.
King Wally
Thank
Lewis.
You,
Mick. King as far Wally as I'm Lewis. Concerned, he outguns. You want the prince or you want to go straight to the king?
Well, I'm going to go to the king. He's going to be my new
pen
pal.
He's a new pen pal. He said he will take your letters.
He was
And
awesome.
He'll write back.
Thanks to the great King Wally Lewis.
Indeed.
You have been so impatient. I cannot believe it. You said, can I guess what it is? I go, no, because you might guess it.
Mm.
Be quiet.
Is this it?
This is it.
On the desk.
There's a box on the desk.
Can I say what it looks like?
No, don't, because you might.
Severed head. Is it a severed
it's
head?
Not
it looks
a
like
severed
a severed head.
Head.
I feel like I'm in Barton Fink.
Could be in a minute. Just
I feel like
shut
I need
up.
To call the bomb disposal robot.
Listen, no.
No?
We joke about our relationship with each other. Often we're a bit, you know, silly about, you know, I often think you're an idiot.
And break it to me gently. Well, this is romantic. And, this is working out the way I imagined
and
it.
I was thinking, you know, once I give you this,
yes.
I think your opinion of me will change forever.
Well, hello, Mickey. Look
so, up. I was racking my brain about what to give you.
Yep.
And then I realised the answer had been staring me in the face all along. Let's just have a listen. I'll take you back.
Do you know what? Sometimes I yearn for a simpler time.
Can I just repeat
something? Petticoats.
You know what you were saying to me in production? He goes, why don't we still have chamber pots?
Chamber pots?
Well, hang on. Listen,
why would you say that?
Hear me out.
Because you can't be fagging, you have to go to the toilet. All I can think of is who has to empty it, and that's what distresses me.
If I ever get married, I'm going to put it on the gift registry.
No. May I present
your
chamber pot?
Oh,
really? Open it up, Mickey.
I'm seriously getting teary.
You have no idea how we had to source this. It was on eBay.
It's on eBay.
And it's a very weird thing to try and find on eBay when you type in chamber pot.
Oh, my God.
It's an antique. It used to belong to a 93-year-old woman.
Oh, yuck.
It was actually her parents. It's only had one former owner.
It's like second to the Premiership Cup. This is.
Don't you think it's beautiful?
I do think it's beautiful, and I want to ask you one favour.
What?
Can I keep it in the studio?
You are not going to be.
I'm going to keep it in the studio.
You're not going to use
before
it in the studio.
Before the show is over.
No, don't upset me.
I am going to christen the chamber
you're
pot.
You're not going to christen the chamber
please,
pot. No,
there's
no not
point
the
giving it to me.
Oh, my God. Yes. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so moved. Oh, my God.
I think you are crying.
It's beautiful. Well, I have to get it engraved. It's a chamber pot.
It really is. A
you
serious
can see it.
One.
So happy.
We'll post it on all the socials.
It's from the 1930s.
Wow.
Woo-wee.
Thank you, Jane.
King You're Wally welcome. Lewis in a chamber
really
pot.
Really emotional.
What a time to be alive.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Wow. What a time to be alive. This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy for the drive home.
I'm guessing you've
it's
never
christened.
Got
it's
a
christened.
Chamber. It's christened.
It's done.
Please, you it did do done. It, honestly.
Don't tip it over.
Oh, I'm not
See,
emptying it, by the way.
Get used to it. That's how it is.
We're not having it in the studio, mate. Come on. I did have to.
Can I take it on tour with me for the long lunches?
I think you might need it. Actually, I might need to borrow it too. Just quietly. I'm no camel at the moment.
If you just missed it, the chamber pot has just been given to Mick from Jane. Valentine's Day.
It shows that you know. Me and
Kim. I do.
That's very thoughtful.
We do
it's the most
really
beautiful
know
present
each other
I've ever received, and
I can
I'm
see
grateful
you're
for
happy.
It. But I want to know how you found it. So, what did you do? You got on eBay.
Yes, typed in the
typed
words,
in chamber pot.
Chamber pot. And, funnily enough, it popped up in Australia. There was a chamber pot, and it was sent overnight, express post.
Oh, express post.
And it belonged actually to a 93-year-old woman's parents.
Wow.
And it is definitely, it was been stored in plastic at the back of a wardrobe.
Well.
I have a few mothballs. Might smell a bit of old
it's
lady.
It's on the old mantelpiece now.
And
it's under Mickey's bed.
It's lovely. It's ceramic.
It's staying here in the studio. It's going to be the studio chamber pot.
Okay.
Really?
Great talking point when our guests come in.
It is a great talking point.
Chamber pot.
Help
Speaking
yourself.
Of talking points.
Knock yourself out. I'll put a couple of urinal cakes in the bottom.
No,
of
they stink.
Well,
they don't smell good. Speaking of talking points, yesterday we spoke with Julia Morris, who was live in the jungle for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And we're having a great chat, and she was talking about, she's in there for weeks and weeks. And she said just for her own amusement and for her friends and family's amusement, they give her a trigger word or something that she tries to sneak in the broadcast. Let's go back to yesterday when we talked to her.
So I've had a couple of my buddies and my kids give me code words, like a word that I have to get in. In the episode.
Well, maybe we can give you a word.
Can we give you a challenge?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like you to get the word cheesy chomster into the show.
Cheesy chomster.
Yeah.
Should be easy.
And it's not rude, is it?
It's not rude at all. There's
promise
no,
you it's
there's
not.
There's no subtext. It's silly. It's something I say with my kids.
Cheesy chomster is in the show tonight.
Thank you, Julia Morris. Okay, so you think, gosh...
Cheesy chomster, it's a tough assignment.
Also, they're doing a live broadcast. It's a very tight show. Yeah, there's scripts involved. There's live. Yeah. Let's have a listen to what happened last night.
Here it is.
Welcome back to I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here, Doctor.
Now, yesterday you voted Shannon and Simone into the disgusting dining in the dark Tucker trial. Why would you do such a thing? Because it's funny, that's why.
Oh, my God, the Tucker trial. So many cheesy chomsters.
Well done. I like
Thank
it.
Thank you. Well Wait, done.
That
Isn't
was
that
fantastic.
Funny?
Good on her.
Yeah, good on her.
Would have been making no sense to a lot of people.
I know.
But we got away with it.
Good,
and
we really
and good on them
that.
For the being in the jungle. Can I ask you?
Yes.
I know you're up on this. I don't watch a lot of it. Mm. Married at First Sight is going absolutely bonkers.
It's rating its hot pants off.
I watched it a little bit last night.
Did you
for the
dabble?
Very first time.
Oh, I'm interested.
Who's your favourite couple?
My favourite couple would be the ones that are about to split up.
Okay. Mine are probably Barnaby and Vicky. I really think they can hang together.
Don't think they're on that show.
I'm really hanging in there for those two.
I think
they can do this.
Yeah, really?
I think they can do it.
They could be in trouble. Just saying.
Speaking of politics, the Prime Minister.
Well, he'll be mentioning this, no doubt, will he?
He will be in. And Lawrence Mooney to come as well.
All right.
Kennedy Malloy.
Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Massive hour coming your way, Australia. So stand at attention for the PM. He'll be in very shortly.
So many questions to ask the PM. It's been a very big week in politics. We're also going to catch up with Lawrence Mooney, which will be great.
Lawrence Mooney.
We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Sure, we'll do that. The Comms Games ticket fiasco.
You had one job.
Could lose their job over this ridiculous episode.
That's true. We're also going to let you know how you can join the long lunch that we're going to have around the country.
The long lunch, which is up on blocks and underway. We're tweaking it as we speak. And we're going to take your tweets and calls and so much more. It's going to be a load of fun. But let's get the big second hour rolling on this Valentine's Day by introducing the PM. Hey. Straight off the bat, Big Mal, Malcolm Toome.
Good morning. Good afternoon to you.
Oh, you're all over the flustered. Place. Why are you all so flustered?
Well, I've started
today?
To adjust my body clock because I'm going to the US
to
front Donald Trump, but I'm also, Barnaby's had me in a twist. I've got to say, I've been listening to you, and you two are sounding terrific.
Oh,
you're like Hall & Oates.
We're a little more Captain and Tennille.
You're like Air Supply.
Cagney and Lacey.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Absolutely. A great partnership.
Tubbs and Crockett.
Like Pine and Turnbull.
Careful.
You're saying all the right things.
Yep.
You're leaving the country. Mm. Are you leaving Barnaby Joyce?
Yeah, who's going to be in charge?
Who is going to be the acting Prime Minister? What are you doing? What do you do with a problem like Barnaby Joyce?
Well, it is interesting. People are saying, are you going to leave your deputy in charge? And people are mooting the idea that Barnaby might be taking time off. Now, then the responsibilities of deputy would fall to Julie Bishop, and she's taking time off. So next in line is Captain Clink Matthias Cormann. So...
Matthias is...
It all sounds the same.
You should know that, Prime Minister.
It's the last bastion of racism. Oh. You can put it on Germans and nobody harks up, do they?
He'd be loving the Winter Olympics, wouldn't he? He would
absolutely.
Be.
He loves curling. He loves to curl.
I can't get enough
sure.
of hearing his voice.
But listen, I want to say that Barnaby, technically, he wasn't with Vicky as her partner.
How? Well, explain that to me.
Well, you can make someone pregnant and not be their partner, just their sexual partner. partner. And there wasn't that genuine enduring love that I was talking about last week, Jane. Wait. So then, you know, and it's not as if we were just shifting his mistress around and giving her a $190,000 a year job to keep Barnaby happy.
Well, we're curious about that, Prime Minister.
Well, we are. I'm curious because I'm trying to distance myself from it, because if it turns out that I rubber stamped and I'm out on my ear
too. I don't understand what constitutes a partner. If you're stumping someone, if you're...
And I tell you what, if they were on Centrelink benefits, it'd be very clear.
Well, they just about were, weren't they? They weren't paying any rent.
They haven't been paying any rent. That's true. As it turns out, Barnaby at the time was a New Zealander and Mark Canavan was from Italy. So... I wash my hands of it.
Now, after us, you mentioned what constitutes a relationship.
Valentine's Day.
Tell me if I'm prying, but is Lucy just mad between the sheets?
Hey.
Well, does she go berserk? Does she turn it on? Does she go Coco Bananas?
Well, listen, we are...
Does she rip it up?
I can tell you that we are a very intimate couple and we do enjoy torrid sessions on the workbench. But and that'll be no different tonight. After I fly back to Canberra, I'll be going to Who Gives a Duck, the Chinese restaurant in Kingston that Clive Palmer used to get kicked out of.
Oh, that's right.
Are you going to watch a bit of Married at First Sight?
We might skin up a fatty, take the edge off and just get straight into it. But...
What do you put on in the boudoir? What kind of music would you have?
Well, a little bit of Kenny G, just sat that sax.
Not Toto. You play Toto.
I like Toto.
But you don't want too many lyrics in the bedroom. You find yourself singing along and then you get all lost.
You sound very virile for someone your age.
You don't want your partner using your appendage as a microphone, do you?
No, you don't.
Is this thing on?
Two hands like Daryl Braithwaite.
Who doesn't love
the
horses?
How did we end up here?
Now, because you, Michael, are a little bit fruity, but I want to tell you that Lucy and I have a particular language in the bedroom, and it is all surrounding parliamentary processes.
Oh, really?
So I might ask for a double dissolution. And that means we're nude in the jacuzzi. There's the ringing of the bells, crossing of the floor, passing of the First Amendment. And Lucy loves it when I knock on the doors of the chamber with the usher of the Black Rod.
Okay. All right, Prime Minister.
Lawrence Mooney after this. Kennedy Molloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Lawrence Mooney now.
Hey,
in
Lawrence.
Studio.
Oh, now with more Moon Man.
Now with more Moon
Man.
It's
very nice to be here. I tell you what, the Prime Minister is just getting off the chain, isn't he? He comes in here and he thinks it's Triple M, he can just behave how he likes.
I don't like it.
But, Lawrence, we are happy to see you here and happy Valentine's Day.
You know that I'm a romantic at heart.
You see what Jane got me?
No.
A chamber pot. Look, really?
Oh, it's literally...
I wouldn't touch that.
He's christened it. He's christened it, I'm afraid.
It was a chamber pot in the old days just to do a wee-wee so you didn't have to go out in the cold.
That's right.
Yeah, you weren't curling one out under the bed, were you? Listen, you weren't doing any curling.
I wouldn't have put it that way. I don't speak like that. But
in the middle of the night.
What do you call it? You weren't doing a Boston steamer.
Stop it. I don't even speak about it. Girls don't talk about poo. Don't you know that?
Oh, that's right.
We don't talk about it.
They are sealed back there. Now, it is Valentine's Day, and I thought you might like a little history lesson on Valentine's Day.
What do you mean? You've done a dig, have you?
I have done a little bit of a scrape with Robin Bailey from The Big Breakfast in Brisbane.
Which you can be heard every morning, breakfast show.
Brisbane Station.
Yes, I'm on with Mud on Robin every morning from 5:30 till 9. Anyway, enough. Romans celebrated the Feast of Lupercalia. Lupercalia, it went for 3 days, 13th, 14th and 15th, the Feast of Lupercalia.
I like it.
The men sacrificed a goat and a dog. Then they whipped the women with the hides of the animal they just slain.
This is like our long lunch.
Yeah, doesn't it?
It's like our tour.
Hang on.
This is a very similar.
And the women liked that.
Women liked it because it was a fertility festival. And it was a festival.
Made them horny.
That's right. Everyone got very drunk and naked.
Sound like our long lunch.
The young women would line up. And the men would hit them, sometimes with the skins, sometimes with the entrails of the beast.
Yeah.
Isn't that just being whipped by a...
Can you get them to cook something up while we're at it?
The brutal fate, as they called it, included a matchmaking lottery. So men would draw the names of women from a jar. The couple would then be coupled for the duration of the festival or longer.
3 days.
And if the match was right, bang, It was love.
See, it's just like married at first sight, but in Roman times.
Sounds like Falls Festival too.
That was the reality show of its day.
It's the first reality show.
Goat Fest.
No, it's called Lupercalia, which is you know, the dog and goat.
And there's pictures.
Do you ever feel, Lawrence, that we were born in the wrong era? I mean, would it kill to go to a 3-day festival?
Naked.
What are you doing, guys? Instead of going to your festival, we were
would you be high up? Like, would you be royalty, or would you be military leaders or something like that? Because you just can't be a slave.
I would be
in the wrong time.
To go to this
a bacchanalian nymph rolling around in the blood and the poo and the mud, just with my girlfriend for 3 days.
You need my chamber pot. that's what you need.
What do you imagine me to be back in olden times?
I don't know.
Yeah, gentry,
a cherub.
Or,
a cherub.
Ooh, can I have a couple of shekels, mum?
That's a little closer.
Yeah, I reckon.
On this show last week, we had the Chuck's White Band.
Oh, yes.
And there was a photo fit.
Have you seen this photo?
Guy.
I have.
He reminds us of someone.
Everyone, we had 12 callers who go, that's Lawrence Mooney. And I went, Lawrence isn't a Chucks man. Maybe a tea towel.
Honestly,
people might recall it was big news last week. It's literally a dude has grabbed a Chuck super wipe and wrapped it around his face as a mask. But
they showed me the photo fit. I thought it was your touring poster for the Adelaide Fringe.
I don't mind
Which
the idea of a Chuck super wipe.
You are, I'm just going to let people know now, Lawrence Mooney, an evening with Malcolm Turnbull, who you know very well.
Oh, wow.
And you can be seen at the Adelaide Fringe, also Brisbane, Melbourne and Sydney Comedy Festivals. And check out your website, lawrencemooney.com, for dates and tickets.
And I can tell you that in Melbourne, one of the guests on the show will be Bill Shorten. We haven't confirmed a night
Tits
yet.
Shorten.
Tease is coming along.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't want to be called that.
Bill, the Prime Minister, calls him something unkind. Wow. And Penny Wong is almost in the seat in Adelaide. So we'll have a different political guest every night.
And I'm going to be seeing you over in Adelaide because I'm going there to host this gala, which is going to be fantastic. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think there's still tickets available.
There are.
Sunday, it's at the Royalty Theatre.
We'll post
them on
our
one? That's a good one, isn't it?
It is a beauty.
Are you telling me you boys are going to be in Adelaide at the same time?
Performing.
Yep.
Mm. We might even do the Lupercalia Festival. Kill a goat and just whip women with the entrails.
We are two of Adelaide's favourite sons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Not
the
from
five-star
my memory.
Jerk from the Adelaide Advertiser.
And Lout Nabor, as described.
Can I tell you something that happened in the florist last night?
Oh,
I was getting flowers for my good lady wife.
Oh, good on you.
That's lovely. My flowers are coming any minute because
you're organised. He's up to.
Get ahead of the curve, I say. So into the florist. It was 5 o'clock. Rupert, my dog, was tied up outside. Two women in the florist, old woman and a young woman. And the old woman said, "Is that your dog outside?" And I said, "Yes, it is." She said, "Bring it in. We love dogs in here. We've got Cooper, and Cooper's this massive Great Dane." And the girl that was making my arrangement for me, she had an old English Mastiff called Moo.
Yeah.
And so two giant dogs.
Yeah, they're big dogs.
And Rupert.
It sounded like the Lupercello again.
Not quite. But anyway, Rupert comes in and polite dogs stop next to one another and sniff the undercarriage.
Hello. Yes. How are you?
That's hello.
That's
how
just
are
their
you?
Way of saying hello.
And so Rupert may be on foreign territory and a little bit intimidated by the big dogs. He licks one of the dogs on the doodle. And so me and the woman who's making the arrangement both clock this and I clock her eyes, and I wanted to say, well, that's the intended outcome. If that's what the flowers are making him do, then I hope that extends to home. But I didn't say that.
But you didn't.
I didn't say that.
Thank God.
Because he did it again. And then she had a bit of a furrowed brow, and I said to her, I didn't teach him how to do that.
Oh, jeez.
which really further complicated things.
I hope you got your wife a very big bloody bunch of flowers after all that.
Rupert had a great old time. But, yeah, lovely bunch of flowers.
You are awesome. Thank you for coming in.
We love seeing you.
And good stuff on
always
the Brisbane Brekkie Show, which we love to death.
And I'll see you in Adelaide.
Yep.
Good on ya.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
It's only 50 days until the Gold Coast holds the Commonwealth Games, which is very exciting.
I can't wait. Are we going to do some shows from up there? From our Gold Coast affiliate? Why not?
We didn't even think about that.
Right, I'll be up there.
Me too.
Sure. Yep. I'll do some meter mating.
Cavill Ave.
wanted to be on that beach with the spray oil on me.
It'd be great to be up there for some reason other than schoolies week.
Yeah. We could have the whole run of Cavill Avenue, actually. It'd be good.
Let's do it.
Okay, there's been just a little bit of a stuff.
What's happened?
Actually, it's quite a major one, but they're backtracking a bit.
Tell me about the tickets
to the opening ceremony have been printed.
Yeah.
And sent out.
Great. Right? All right, good.
And it's going to be held, they've actually stuffed up the dates and the order.
Oh, God.
They've said it's going to be held, the opening, on Thursday, April 4.
Right.
But April 4 is actually a Wednesday, isn't it?
So what do we go on the Thursday or April 4?
Well, we do. I'm so confused. Do we do? Okay, and literally...
This guy's an idiot.
You have one job.
Get the tickets printed. How hard is it going to be for scalpers?
We don't care about them. But Mark Peters, the CEO of the Commonwealth Bank.
You're a jerk, Mark
Peters. No. That's not his fault.
He's a dick.
No, it's not.
He should fall on his sword. He should resign.
Careful. Otherwise, they won't let us to do anything to the Commonwealth Games. You want to go up there?
He's okay. He's all
right. He did say
it's one of the good guys.
It was due.
I bet it wasn't his fault.
It was due to human error. They're blaming a human. So it's one person, actually, who is probably shitting themselves.
One person stuffed up.
It's going to cost a bloody fortune. In fact, I've got this latest update on this story.
Yep.
I could lose up to $1 million.
That's a stuff up at the office, and it's a bad one.
I don't know. Well, we think that's right, $1 million.
You hate it when stuff goes wrong at the office.
You do. Yeah. So tell us, have you majorly stuffed up something at the office?
I haven't, but there's a couple of classics here at Triple M.
Yep. Give us a call, 1-333-353 if you've stuffed up.
Can I give you a couple?
Yep.
So from our promotions department, let's go back to my era.
Yeah.
They had something called the Golden Mile. Yes, we're going to give you our Golden Mile. And the Golden Mile was a mile of dollar coins.
Okay, that's a very long way.
Well, it is. It was a mile, in fact. But got dollar coins back to back, forming a mile, and all that money was along the St Kilda foreshore. And what you had to do was go along, and all the money would be raised and go to charity.
Yep.
Anyway, look, no one had thought through that the mile had to be guarded, and they didn't get a lot of coins, so the golden mile turned out to be a golden coin every about 3 meters, every 3 meters, and then they just couldn't guard it, so they just kept getting pinched. So they come back with about $42. The golden mile was less than 60.
Terrible.
Our Perth affiliate, maybe you remember this, and I can't remember the DJ's name. But this was a stunning faux pas from our Perth office, where they were doing one of those, it's the $1 million dash for cash, where they put $1 million in gold coins into a box. You get to shovel as many as you can out, and you've got a minute, as much as you can shovel in a minute.
So this has been well thought through?
Well thought through, and they've had a practice run and realised the most you could actually get through is about 36 grand in a minute because it's shovel.
Okay. Still a lot.
Because of the size of the spade.
But it's not a minute.
Well, anyway, the DJ's given them the wrong spade. And the guy shoveled in about $650,000.
Brilliant. He's got the big whopping.
That's a bad day at the office, man. Awesome. Bad day at the office.
Tell us your bad day.
Yeah, give us a ring, 1-333-353.
Sean, tell us what happened.
I was working in a transport company. I'm no longer there, obviously, after this little incident.
Oh, mate. Oh.
Yep.
I had to organise two trucks, one going to Perth and one going to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Now, I was going on holidays that very afternoon. So I rush through, get it done, go home, and turn my phone off. I get back from holidays. I sent the truck to Melbourne and truck to Perth the opposite direction.
Oh.
It was vice versa. And it cost them about $70,000 contract.
Well, what was in the trucks?
Oh, I can't tell you that, mate.
Really?
It's not pretty.
Okay, all right.
Really? I'm fascinated now. Sean, thank you for your honesty.
Sean, are you in some kind of police witness protection scheme right now? Or?
I should be, I think, yeah.
Really?
Good luck. That's a stuff up of monumental proportions. Yeah. Do you know how much that cost?
About 70 grand in the company and a contract.
70 grand. Wow. What are you going to do? You laugh. How was your day, honey? Yeah. 70 grand.
What's the company?
Beautiful.
Grand. Thanks, Sean. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
How you doing? Did you do something that kind of stuffed up when you're at work and cost a company a bit of money?
Yeah, I was a first-year apprentice and pretty new to the game as a spray painter.
Mm-hmm.
and I didn't understand what the difference was between the near side of a car and an offside of a car. Oh, and I sanded down the wrong side of a brand new Audi Quattro that was just delivered to the showroom. And it resulted in needing a full respray. So,
how much did that cost?
It's about 10 grand.
Your boss would have seen the funny side.
Did he?
Yeah, look, he a few expletives and a good grab along the ear hole and come here. This is the near side and that's the offside.
Thanks for being honest, Steve. Anyone could make that rookie mistake.
Joseph, what happened to you in the workplace?
It wasn't me, it was my mate. He works for the NBN.
Yep.
Right? And he accidentally cut the wrong cable. He actually cut the TAB cable for Victoria.
Well, that's the betting agency.
Right.
Yes.
And what? What happened? Did they all go out?
Apparently it shut them down. They were losing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, no. Was it during Cup Week?
Oh, my God. That is...
That sounds like that's that guy, if I know the NBN, he would have got promoted for that kind of ridiculous behaviour. He'll be running the joint now.
That's amazing. Thank you, Joseph.
I live in the inner city. If there's any chance I could ever get NBN, someone call me. Someone from the federal government call
me. Well, let's call Barnaby Joyce, see what he can do. He's about to be PM. See what he can do.
He's on the...
Don't say it. Careful.
Yes.
David.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, did you have a kind of crazy incident that cost?
Oh yeah.
Oh, what happened?
What'd you do, David?
When I was an electrical apprentice, I think I was second or third year, I managed to knock out the power to a hospital.
Oh mate.
No. Well,
what?
It wasn't even the worst bit because it was only down for a few seconds, but knocking the power out blew up all their communications. So even when we got the power back on, they didn't have communications to any other hospital for a couple of days.
Can I say something though, David? At least it wasn't something important like a TAB. if I had to choose, you mucking around in the show, there would have been guys in theatre. There would have been surgeons.
David, how long did it take to get it restored?
It only to get the power back on.
No, the communications back on board.
A couple of days, and I think it cost something like $500,000.
Give him a prize.
That's awesome. Give him a prize. Well done, David.
Well, you got yourself a $100 gold class voucher there, mate. Well done.
Did they know it was you?
Yeah, I actually had to write out a report and everything, and we didn't know the communications had got knocked out till we were about to leave, and like we don't have comms. And so I got to leave with another guy while basically my master or whatever. I had to stay on site until like 10 o'clock that night trying to figure out what the hell happened.
Great stuff.
Yeah, great story.
Well done, David.
Yeah, great job, everyone. Yeah, thanks for your calls.
Victoria Bitter for a hard-earned thirst presents 5 lunches in 5 states over 5 days.
What could go wrong?
Kennedy Malloy's week of long lunches.
All thanks to Victoria Bitter for a hard-earned thirst.
Thank you, Victoria Bitter. A hard-earned thirst needs a big cold beer, and the best cold beer is
Victoria Bitter.
You got that right, Toots.
I've got that right.
It's the only way to go. Do you know what I was thinking needs a hard-earned knockoff?
What?
Who's the guy from the Com Games?
Bad day at the office.
What's his name?
His name.
He sent out the wrong date.
Gary, I think it was.
Yeah. Gary. Go home.
Mark Peters. It wasn't him
you
exactly.
Giant goose.
No, stop saying it's him.
Knock the top off an icy cold.
He's had a bad day, but it's not
and
him.
Bingo, watch all your fears and problems evaporate.
I'd say anybody on a long, hard day at the end of Valentine's Day. What better than going out with your Sheila?
Wrap up a six pack, guys. Wrap up a six pack.
And get a nice icy cold. I know so many girls who'd love to just open an icy BB and woof.
An icy cold is just the key to a VB.
It's the key to
romance. Well, it has to be icy cold. Oh, let's get that straight.
It's a love-in. It's a love-in for the VB, the great VB.
And we want to thank VB because they are putting in the dough.
They are. They are underwriting, doing all the heavy lifting on our massive long lunch tour. 5 states, 5 lunches, 5 days. We will be riding to the gates of good times
and I think
great
friends. We do. And we have someone on the line, I think, who might want to come along.
We don't have anyone from Queensland yet. We've got a few people. Tracy, are you there?
I am, yes. Hi.
Hi, Tracy. Would you care to come if we offered it to you?
I would love to come.
Then you're coming, Tracy.
Yeah, bring her in.
Are you kidding?
No,
oh, my God. That is so cool.
You are going to be at the Storybridge Hotel on Tuesday, the 27th of February, to join us.
Awesome.
Kennedy Malloy for a long time.
That is unreal.
Do you know much about the show?
I've been listening since you kicked off.
Fantastic. Right. Do you like to have a long lunch, Tracy? You good at it?
Definitely. Lunch is what I do.
Brilliant.
I see you honking onto a VB with yours truly. Over dinner.
I'm excited.
I can't wait.
Fantastic, Tracy. Look at congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
Well done, Tracy.
It is on.
Okay.
It is on like a ding-dong.
Yes.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Hey, just before you go, thank you for my present today.
You're most welcome. For those of you just tuning in now, I gave Mick something he's been coveting for a long time.
A chamber pot. Which has been christened in the studio.
Do you know what it is?
2 hour show.
It's actually an antique. It's an antique chamber pot from about the 1930s. It's ceramic, it's cream in colour.
Stunning. Mm. Once I get a couple of urinal cakes in there, we'll be laughing. And I got you.
You got me King Wally Lewis.
A new pen pal. I know you wanted Prince Edward. We tried to make it happen.
We couldn't get it, so we went one better
and got you a king. King Wally Lewis is now officially your pen pal. You can write to him.
Yep.
He will wait by the letterbox.
Yep. You did suggest dick pics, and I'm not encouraging that.
He's a member of the royal family.
Exactly, King Wally. He's King Wally.
That's right.
He is good. Hey, we always put this on for someone in particular, one of our subsidiaries, and who is it? Today,
Dave, we're going to a place which is magnificent. That is Mackay and the Whitsundays. Oh, it's Triple M up there.
Do you know, that is one of my favourite places in the world.
I performed in Mackay. I'm not sure if it's still there. Tell me if it is. The Legends Bar in Mackay. I did stand up. And that particular week was a big week. As I remember it, I think there was a policeman called Mick Malloy in town.
Oh, right.
And I believe the mayor that week had been in trouble with the law for maybe one of his dogs was involved in a fight of some description. That's Mackay.
You see, you remember bars. I remember beaches.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
And I remember one of my dreams would be to sail around the Whitsundays.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to do that. Can we do a radio show for
We can do
there?
It. On a boat.
What are we going to sail in?
I don't know. I've taken sailing lessons.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sailors.
Who's on our station?
We've got Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Who are a great breakfast show.
Yeah, Jay and Dave. Ange and Joel across the workday as well.
Well done, Ange and Joel.
So Triple M Mackay and the Whitsundays. Thank you for being a part.
We could take the boat I went around the West Indies in.
To Mystique.
The Lady Sharon Gale. That was the name of the boat. And we did go to Mystique, but I'd prefer
not
if you
to talk
didn't
about it.
talk about it.
Whenever you say the name Lady Sharon Gale, you actually sit up a little bit upright and do it with, like, quite respectfully.
Guess who the last person on the boat was before us?
Oh, I don't know.
Mariah Carey.
Really?
Yeah, everything was broken.
It's not a plus.
It's true. You know, the last two people on the boat, as I was following the Australian cricket team around the West Indies, was Mariah Carey and Rod Stewart.
Well, he knows how to party, Rod Stewart, with his hot legs.
Yeah, he didn't get onto Mystique.
So is it near the West Indies, this Isle of Mystique, isn't it?
It's in the West Indies.
It's in the West
Indies. You wouldn't know anything. You've never been to French Island.
We've actually looked it up. I've looked it up.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to do a radio show one day, I think, from Mystique.
We should do it.
We are, just to fill you all in, we're waiting for Scotty James, who's running late, just like he was in the half pipe when he finished third as opposed to first.
We may not get to him today because he's just done the race of his life and he's stuffed.
He's stuffed. Yep. We're not going to get him.
He's pretty tired and he's, you know.
All right. Now, what are you... That's fine.
What am I doing for Valentine's?
We don't. Well done. For Valentine's tonight, you're going home and I am...
What are you doing?
Well, I know what you're getting and this is going to be amazing. When you walk through...
Can you stop this or... Your friend will be your ex-friend in a minute. You walk in the door
and wait till you see it.
Yeah, I won't be amused.
I don't know where he got all the Palominos from.
Yeah.
What are you hoping for? I've never seen such beautiful horses. Oops!
What are you hoping for, though, Jack?
What am I hoping for?
For Valentine's Day. I mean, you know.
I am a girl of simple means.
Mm. Okay, come on.
Hang on, that sounds like a John English song. Six ribbons.
I was thinking mean pair of jeans.
No, I'm hoping to go home.
This is some of the best feeling I've heard on radio. Oh, well done. Dave saved it.
Thank you, Dave.
Take as long as you like, Scotty. No.
That is very appropriate, Valentine. Yeah.
Wow.
So you know the words.
This is my karaoke song.
A simple man.
A poor, simple man.
six ribbons.
Do you know who we should try and contact? Yeah. That'd be great, who I'd like to speak to over
Please
there.
Please don't say John English because he's passed.
No, Kim Jong-un's sister, who I've got the hots for. Come on, that's okay. As good as it gets.
All I want is a lovely home-cooked meal,
you are,
a nice bunch of flowers and a bit of reality TV tonight.
What did you
tonight?
Say one of your favourite chefs from overseas was flown in for the occasion?
Guys, we've got him on the phone right now. We've only got a minute 50 left in the show, okay. But let's go. Quick hello to
Scotty!
How are you, matey?
G'day, gents. Thanks for having me.
Oh, look, we're so thrilled for you, mate. That's a big innings you've done. Congratulations from all of us from Australia for standing on the podium proudly as an Aussie. And we're so wrapped.
Yeah, it's these things at Winter Olympics, and you've done your country proud. You should be very, very happy.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah, it was an amazing day. And to have my country behind me was, amazing. And
it really is true. You proudly held the flag for us as well. So that was great,
And the bloke who won it's pretty handy. So there's no disgrace there. Hey, what are you going to do? Go back to the village now and knock the top off one of your 37 condoms?
Yeah, Sean goes all right, doesn't he?
Yeah, Sean goes all right.
He's done it for a long time, and he's been there. What's the vibe in the camp, mate? This must have been a great fillip for the team, who must be just invigorated and so happy that we're on the podium.
Yeah, it was an amazing day. I just went out there and, just did the best I could and gave it a good nudge, as we say, back in Oz. And, I went out and like one time in 4 years that I really get to show Australia what I do and show them my passion.
Well, we love you, Scotty, and group hugs from all of us here.
Thank you. Go, man. Tip some furniture over back at the village.
Go
bananas.
Go, Scotty.
Friend.
Kennedy Malloy for the best cold beer, Victoria Bitter.